Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
We're at the end of the so-called engagement season, December through February, when more people get on a knee and flash the bling than any other time of the year. Fewer people are marrying. There are so many more options to live happily ever after nowadays. Still, that concerns many people who have wrongly been promoting marriage as the right answer to everything, from financial health to mental health. I have nothing against marriage. I've done it twice, once when I was ridiculously young, that didn't last very long, and again in my 30s, which lasted 14 years and brought me two wonderful sons. But it didn't last until death, which is what society has expected since people started putting a ring on it. That basically means one of you has to die in order for your marriage to be a success, even if the marriage has long been loveless, sexless, or full of anger and contempt. I question why we consider that a success. And fewer marriages actually last until death. According to the Pew Research Center, 40% of newlyweds in 2013 had already tied the knot before. Maybe more people would consider getting married if we defined marital success differently. In truth, we can. All a marriage license and certificate do is prove to the state that yes, you tied the knot and now you are entitled to more than 1,100 perks and privileges. Whether you deserve them or not is another thing. They do not, however, tell you how to shape your marriage. They don't require you to live together, have children, be monogamous, or even love each other. The couple actually gets to decide that. Rather than have longevity be the only marker of a successful marriage, shouldn't a couple create a union based on their values and goals, no one else's? Getting married is one of the biggest decisions one can make. It's way too important to let others dictate what it should look like. We don't really need more marriages. We need more happy relationships. Married or not, platonic or romantic. And that's something we can all say I do too. With a perspective, I'm Vicki Larson.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.